I putting this album together, it kind of feels like you're exposing your soul in a way. It's got a little bit of everything, some piano, some blues, some acoustic ballads, some harder stuff. I know it was 10 years in the works, but I mean, how much of yourself is really in this album?
Everything, you know. I try to write from real experiences or observations, you know. I mean, real inspirations. So, I wait for songs to come to me, you know, something that moves me, and I write about it. That's how I've always written. So yeah, it's all real stuff. Obviously, a record taking that long to make, you know, there was a lot of struggle, and a big part of it was the condition that I've had with my voice that I was diagnosed with years ago. I have a partly paralyzed vocal cord, which is a daily struggle, and obviously that's you know, something that can get in the way of trying to make a record when you're a singer. So that contributed to a lot of it. But in terms of the songwriting, yeah, it's all real stuff, you know. It's that's how I write.
For people that are, you know, kind of unaware of this condition, how does it affect, you know, your day to day speaking, and how does it affect your singing, and how did you overcome it?
You don't really overcome it, because it's a neurological problem, so it's more about training and constantly reminding and teaching the cord to go where it's supposed to go. And the way it affects me, initially it affected me, but I just couldn't sing. You know, I mean, for years it was just a struggle, and my voice would crack and break, and I mean, long story short, the training is the thing, and the key to training is finding the right teacher, obviously. So after a long roller coaster ride of different teachers and thinking I'm there, and then the rug getting ripped out from under me, and I found a guy named Ron Anderson about 3 or 4 years ago that I've been working. He's taught me his technique, and you know, it's about trying to get to the right muscles and train the right muscles. There's a lot of muscles in your throat and in your voice box, and one of the hardest things to overcome with a paresis of a vocal cord is you compensate for it with all the wrong muscles. The muscles that should be relaxed and standing down and out of the way so you can sing properly want to take over, and it compounds the issue, you know, beyond anything you can really kind of figure out on your own. So, you know, Ron just saved me. I mean, I learned more from him, even in the first lesson than I had in the years that I worked prior to that. And I've made the most progress over the last few years. And it's still a struggle, and it's still, you know, even when I'm on stage and I sound good, it still feels kind of left-footed, and it doesn't flow the way it used to, because you got to really think and be careful. It's almost like feeling like threading a needle, you know, to get the vowels and the pitches to come out the way you want them to. But that's getting easier and a little more fluent for me the more I've worked with Ron. And obviously that brings your confidence back. That's a big thing that it affects, obviously, is your confidence walking onto a stage and not knowing if your voice is going to break. Because that's, you know, for most singers, that's your worst nightmare, you know, is to be on a stage in front of them. Thousands of people and your voice breaking, that it just kills your confidence. And unfortunately, for years I had to deal with that happening multiple times a night, so it beats you up psychologically a little bit. So a lot of aspects to, you know, how it affects you. But my daily routine now is, you know, I do 1 hour to 2 hours every day, weekends, holidays. I mean, you have to stay on it. If you get lax at all on it, it goes south quickly.
Is there a song on this album that you feel like, because I mean, the way music is now, people don't listen to entire albums anymore, sadly. They cherry pick off of iTunes and whatnot. If there's a song on here that you feel like best, you know, describes this journey it was to put this album together, which one do you think it would be and why?
I don't know, because they come from so many different experiences. I don't know if one song sums up the record. Mm-hmm. That would be a tough call to make.
But speaking of which, I mean, Ask Me Yesterday, I loved. Just this really cool ballad. What was the inspiration behind that? How did that song come together?
Well, it's about, I wrote that with my wife Savannah and a good friend of ours named Jim Peterick, who was was in Survivor and also The Ides of March, and he wrote Vehicle and, you know, he wrote a lot of the Survivor stuff. You know, the theme of that song is, and it's something I think we all experience, that even really, no matter what age you are, is hindsight. You know, things always seem simpler when you look back. You know, we always say, you know, my life's just gotten so complicated. You know, how did this happen? You know, and sometimes that clouds our judgment or ability to make decisions or to be spontaneous. And I think that that's kind of the theme of that song, where you're looking back and remembering how maybe things were a little bit easier. And, you know, when your life maybe felt a little bit simpler.
Okay. I'm considering, you know, the multi-timbre feel of the album with all the different sounds and stuff like that. It's obvious that you have a wide range of influences, but let's have some fun. What's like a guilty pleasure artist that you like to listen to? Like somebody that you would tell someone that you listen to and they would go, you like that?
I love Taylor Swift. I think she's great. I think she's just got a really pure country sound, and now on the AMA she broke out this like kind of rock track, which surprised me at first, but I was like, I kind of rewound it and watched it again in my life, and I was like, wow, that's, it reminded me almost of like Meatloaf, like that more complicated arrangement,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, like a Jim Steinman kind of song.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was really cool, and I think that anything I've seen her do, she's done very well. So that may be an artist that would surprise people, you know, that I listen to, coming from my background, I guess, because it's very different. But I've always loved country music. So when I first heard her and her songs, I mean, she's a great songwriter. I've always liked her, and now the step she's taken now, I think, is pretty cool too. So that's one that might seem different for people to think that I would listen to.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there's one. Did you want more than one? Or?
Yeah, if you want to give us another one, that would be great.
Let's see. I don't know if people would be surprised by this, but a new artist that I really like, probably a little bit closer to me because of the Roots thing, is Bruno Mars. Because I love R&B and blues and stuff, and guy just sings his ass off, man.
Yeah.
I mean, love him, and... you know, some of the performances I've caught with him over the last few years on the award shows and stuff, I mean, he's just cool, you know?
Absolutely.
So, he's definitely one of the newer artists that I like.
What do you think you've learned about yourself through this journey that, say, you know, 20, 25 years ago you didn't know that you had inside you? Like, how have you surprised yourself through all of this?
Well, I think that the voice issue that I've had has taught me things that are important in life. And I think when we're young, we all have a tendency to just kind of rush ahead, you know. And I couldn't do that with this. I had to be really patient and really focused on trying to overcome it. And it's tedious, you know, you're singing hours of scales every day and vowels and working on all this stuff that you don't really want to be doing, you just want to sing. But I didn't have a choice, so I think it taught me a lot of patience. So that's one thing I can say for sure that I learned from that. And belief, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, there's always that, you know, that you don't want to give up today, because even when you're, you know, as frustrated and down as you can be, because you don't know tomorrow, you know, could take another swing at it and have huge progress. And I've seen that over the years that I've suffered with this. So, it's sometimes it sounds corny, but it's like, you know, you don't give up your fight on something because it's, I've struggled with this for 20 years. So, and I found the best answer for it in just the last few.
Were there any times along that journey that you actually did give up or you were like very close to giving up?
I took breaks. Sometimes I was just like, man, I just can't, you know, I can't do this, you know. The darkest hour for me was probably we did a tour with Poison in 2006. It was both our 20-year anniversary tours. And in the pre-production for that tour, my voice just, I mean, I was making great progress and I'd done a few tours before that and it just kind of hit me again. I don't know if I'd just gotten into some bad habits again. One doctor thought I may have had suffered a second paresis, but he didn't confirm it with the electrical test because he said there's no point because it hurts and why do it? You know what you have to do to fix it anyway. So, but in rehearsals for that tour, it was just, I couldn't sing anything. And it was a struggle, and I was really debating just canceling the tour, and I didn't want to miss the tour because it was our 20-year anniversary, and it was going to be fun, and we love touring with Poison, and it's always fun. So I went anyway, and I just pushed it and pushed it and pushed it, and a couple weeks into the tour, my voice just gave out, and I just couldn't sing anything. And at that point, once you're on the road, you got to keep going. So I finished the tour, like, changing melodies and altering things drastically and throwing lines away and talking through songs and things that I've never had to do before, and came off the road for that and started working with coaches again and tried to build it back and tried to build it back. And I finally felt that I was there, and we booked a tour that we were headlining in 2008, and we were in pre-production for the record and I realized, or for the tour, and I realized that I wasn't quite there yet, and I ended up hemorrhaging my voice, and we had to cancel the whole tour, which I'd never had to do before. And that was probably the bottom there. That's when I thought, man, it's over. And I took, you know, a good chunk of time after that. I just, you know, kind of like stop and review your life. So, but then I got back into it, and that's when I found Ron Anderson, and, we've done three tours since then, and I've gotten stronger every year. And what I've learned from him has just been one of the best gifts that I've ever been given. So,
as a part of Cinderella, you sold over 20 million copies of CDs and albums, and you've done world tours with, you know, headlining and supporting great artists. And you really didn't have to put out this solo album if you didn't want to. So you obviously had an urge to put this album out. What was your mindset working on it over the last 10 years? What did you really want to say to people that have stuck by you through all of this?
I don't know. I hope that in the songs and the lyrics that there's something that inspires people or helps people. And, you know, I don't feel like I really set out to make a record. It's like I just was writing songs, and then it was this big pile of songs, and it's like, well, maybe I should record those. And it turned into a record, you know, it backed into a record, and I don't know, it kind of just is what it is, you know. You just have this, you know, you feel this inspiration to create something, and you do it, and I didn't think it was going to take 9-10 years to do. But, it was a labor of love. So, and, you know, hopefully people will dig it. And maybe, you know, maybe some of these lyrics can help people, you know, in their lives. I don't know.
Considering all that you've done in music, is there something that you still want to do? Something that's still on your bucket list? Something that, like, you're yearning to get your hands on?
I love blues, you know. I mean, I've kind of kicked around the idea of doing a blues record at some point in my mind. You know, we'll see. That would be something that would be fun, something just really different.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say to your fans?
Thanks for the support all these years. I'm looking forward to the record being released next year and getting that on the road and seeing everybody.